Right, we've just had a lesson today with year nine where they've been learning how to program in Python for the first time. We started off at the beginning of the lesson, we looked at Siri on the iPhone and we talked about how it worked and what were the good things and bad things about it. Then we looked at a chatbot and we asked the chatbot some questions. And then just after that, my year nines, they learned how to create some simple programs in Python, and I've got some here. I'm just going to ask them what were some of the good things of the lesson and what were the things that were not so good. So maybe, Shannon, tell me something you enjoyed about the lesson that you quite liked.
That you could have a conversation with the computer.
The chatbot one. Did you like the way it spoke back to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about when you came on to actually type the program yourself? Did you think that was useful or interesting?
Yeah, it was useful.
Did you manage to add any extra questions into yours?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Keaton, what did you enjoy about the lesson? What was the good bad things?
What I liked, typing up the questions.
Right, so you add the ones to the chatbot?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Chatbot.
What did you think about Python? Did you find it was quite easy to pick it up? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Easy, yeah.
You understood what was going on?
Yeah.
Did you add any extra questions into yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Keaton. Kurt, what? Tell us something good about the lesson. That was.
That the one that we that was already on the internet that we started talking to because...
The chatbot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was really intelligent and, like, you could ask it, like, about a TV program and it'll tell you, like, the history of it and stuff.
Do you think that you could ever build something like that, do you think?
Yeah, but it would take a long time.
It would, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you get on with your program today in Python?
I did quite well. I put a few questions into it. And.
What kind of questions were you asking?
I was asking, like, have you had a good day and stuff.
And, okay.
Yeah.
And how did you find Python? Did you find it really difficult to begin with?
It was a bit hard at first, but then it's easy once you understand what it is.
Thank you, Kurt. And Luke, what were your impressions of the lesson? Was there anything that you thought could have been better that was a bit difficult?
On the chatbot, if you asked it, complicated questions, it left it blank.
Because it didn't really know the answer.
Yeah.
Did you find that yourself when you were doing your own Python program?
I found that pretty easy to pick it up.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. So there were some of the opinions of the year nines that I spoke to in the lesson today. I have noticed when you push a recording device in somebody's face and then you ask them to speak, suddenly they go very mute. But there was a good response. It was their first lesson in learning how to use Python. I thought an interesting way to introduce it was to look at how Siri worked on the iPhone 4. So we watched a short video on YouTube where there was a demonstration. There was a guy from Macworld magazine, and he showed basically how it worked. And then after we watched the video, I asked the children in groups to look at what were the really good things about Siri, what were the things that weren't so good about it, and how would they think that in 10 years' time something like Siri would have changed. A lot of the children picked up that they thought that Siri wouldn't be very good at detecting accents, that it might... they were saying if there wasn't an internet connection there, that could cause problems. And so it kind of segued quite nicely into actually writing like a Hello World program where it asks for questions and then it responds with the answers.